página de la...
When he talked to you today, did he indicate that he wanted to come back, or did
he?
He
does not speak it. He actually speaks to our.
Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by Vimalaya and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their spiritual activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotion of service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the absolute truth. For them, the truth of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be seen. Similarly, those engaged in spiritual pious activities, and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement, will never be successful either because they derive the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood to be demonic or atheistic. As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demonic miscreants never surrender to Krishna. Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the absolute truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same. With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there is no difference between God and himself. This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion. Such atheistic and demoniac cultivation of spiritual knowledge is always futile. That is the indication of this verse. For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature, like Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, is always baffled. It is a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man. Those who do so are certainly derided, because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Vaishnava Tantra, it is clearly stated that one who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Shruti. And if by chance one sees his face, he should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection. People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life. Perpetually their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the dark of human creation. I'm most confident in that.
Do you consider what's in this position not God right now?
Everyone's position is not that, providing that sir. Our human position is that. The body is condition is that. What is his tendency? You can study it. What is his tendency?
He doesn't speak very much to me. He doesn't speak very much to me. I thought perhaps he would speak with me. He's coming down, I think.
Right.